Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put the phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 3rd of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very important topic, and they all are important. But today we want to talk about a house divided against itself cannot stand. A house divided against itself cannot stand. But we want to focus on actually three areas that this has a huge effect, and this being division. So this division is the result of derision. So derision, D-E-R-I-S-I-O-N, I-O-N, is something that's mentioned a lot, because derision causes this division. But the division, again, according to Mark chapter 3, verse 25, let's go with verse 24, Mark 3:24 says, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Number one, kingdom. Number two, Mark 3:25. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. So not only will the kingdom not stand, but the house will not stand. Then it says, if Satan risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but he is finished. So we're not only talking about the kingdom, we are talking about the house, and now we're talking about the individual. So there's three things what this scripture affects or has the ability, because it talks about in the New Living Translation, it says house, but it says a family splintered by feuding will fall apart. So we want to talk about this division that we see inside of families, the division that we see inside of our government, the division that we see inside of businesses and organizations, the division that we see inside of our communities, especially within the African-American community, the division that we see inside of ourselves, the division inside of our individual selves. And so we see that this division takes place on three levels or three dimensions. That's what it talks about in the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 25. Now, Matthew says it a little differently. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 22, Again, we're talking about division. And we're talking about a house, a kingdom, or an individual that is divided cannot stand. And the word stand is a cookie blower, because we want to understand what we mean by global resonance. So global resonance is what some people call zero-point gravity. Some people call it, again, what's another word that they use now? Not necessarily tachyon energy, but it has the attributes. It is a holographic pattern. So it is a single standing column of wave form pattern. That's what thought is. When it's crystallized, or it comes into what is called singularity. If there is no singularity, if there is no single standing column of wave form, then we have concern. We have an issue. So tonight is what we are discussing, and again, won't be long tonight, again, because these are the general public, I guess, for lack of a better term, information that I'm able to share. As you know, we went to have already went to the private pay-per-view option. Everybody listening to the today's show, again, for more information, just go to the website at masterteacher33.com or email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That's masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information on the four ways you can partner with us. Number one, $25 a month. Number two, $50 a month. Number three, $75 a month. Number four, the enchilada, which is $400 a month, because it includes, again, the 10 books and the 200 audio shows. So today, my brothers and sisters, this single standing column of waveform pattern is what we are discussing today when we're talking about it from a scientific point of view. When we're talking about it from a spiritual point of view, we're talking about unity. We're talking about oneness. We're talking about the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, standing column, he was in a standing column. He had the mental brain wave. He has the brain wave pattern. He has synchronized through what is called brain wave entrainment to resonate on earth with the same frequency that resonates in heaven. It's called a standing columnar, a column wave. Now, this standing column wave is what it means when it says if there is cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is when you have two opposing belief systems that exist inside of the same brain. So the subconscious brain says, I believe. But the conscious brain says, I do not. Since we have two opposing belief systems, we have cognitive dissonance. That's on the individual level. Then what about a family? So we got a husband and a wife. The wife believes in doing things this way. The husband believes in doing things this way. So we got two opposing belief systems inside of the same house. That house will not stand. What about the government? We got our Democrats and we got the Republicans. We got two opposing belief systems. We got the Senate. We got the Congress. So if those individuals don't come together in unity, there's no community. The word community is the word C-O-M-M, come, U-N-I-T-Y, unity. So the word community means to come together in unity. If we do not come together, the word together is the word, if you look at the way that it's spelled, to, and then get, and then her. So to go, basically to go get her, or to get her. So to come together means that we all are to get her together. So the word community is to come in unity, to come together in unity. So a house divided against itself doesn't have this singularity. Now, the reason why this is so important is because that is what, how can I put it? From a scientific point of view, it's like a black hole. A black hole sucks everything into it. It is like the most powerful, the most destructive force on the planet, or off the planet, I should say. So let's break this down a little further so that we can understand what I'm really discussing tonight. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 says something very profound. Matthew 12:22 says, then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed blind and mute. Notice the condition of confusion. Let me say that again. Brothers and sisters, very, very, very important. The condition when there is no unity. So we got husband and wife bickering against each other. This is what's going to happen. Demon possessed, blind, mute. They brought this man to him. He was demon possessed, blind, mute. And he, Yahushua, healed him. So that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. Verse 23, Matthew 12, 23. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now I'm reading from the New King James version. So it's a little different from the traditional King James. This is the New King James. It says, could this be the son of David? Verse 24, Matthew 12, 24. Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Verse 25, Matthew 12, 25. But Jesus knew their thoughts. Notice, Jesus didn't hear them. Wherever he was able to interpret or perceive them. It says that Jesus knew their thoughts, and then he replied, and he said unto them, every kingdom, number one, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Now, brothers and sisters, very, very important. Because, first of all, we're addressing the kingdom. So Yahushua says that every kingdom that is divided against itself, every kingdom that doesn't hold the vision and process that vision is brought to desolation. Excuse me. So he starts off talking at a cosmic scale. So he's explaining to us kind of what happened with the war in heaven. Because why? There was disharmony in the kingdom. And so he says that any time that that happens, then that kingdom is brought to desolation. Now, the reason why that is important, because as we go down the scale, we're starting at the top, the furthest away, if we want to use that term, because we're talking about the kingdom. So any kingdom that is not together, if everybody in the kingdom is not together, it is brought to desolation. Now, that word desolation is an interesting word. Now, we can look it up in the Greek and in the Hebrew, but again, this is a basic study tonight. So we're not going to go too far down the rabbit trail, but it just means devastation or depopulation. 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 One of the number one objectives of the Luciferian agenda of the Illumination or the Illuminati is depopulation. You'll find all of them guys talking about the earth being overpopulated, how we need to manage our resources, manage the number of people on the planet, and preferably remove one-third, if not more, of the populace off the planet. Depopulation. That's their goal. Now, the word desolation also means depravity. So the word desolation comes from the word desolate. It is the act of making something barren. It is taking something that is fruitful and making it in a barren wasteland. It is the act of laying waste. Desolation means sorrow. It means grief. It means hopelessness and despair. It's a mental condition of being ruined or worried or wasted. Let me say that again. There is a mindset that is the result of having two dispositions. You feel hopeless. You have an overwhelming feeling of despair. You do not have the ability to take action. You want to lay in waste, a.k.a. be lazy. You want to feel sorry for yourself. You experience grief. This is a condition of being worried, ruined, and wasted. This only happens if there is cognitive dissonance or if there is two people, three people, four people in your household and everybody is on a different page. If you are in an environment where two people are not together, the results of that environment will be desolation. Now, the reason why this is so important, because the same thing happens on an individual level. Right now, we're talking about the kingdom level. So on the kingdom level, the result of disharmony is desolation on the kingdom level. Now, this also happens on the house level and on the individual level. But first, again, according to the scripture, let's go through each level. Remember, it says that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Matthew chapter 12, 22 through 28. Now, we read Mark 3, 25. Let's read it again. I'm sorry, Mark 3, 24 and Mark 3, 25. Mark 3:24 says, again, if a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, the house will not be able to stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. He is finished. So we see in Mark 23:24, 25, 26, very similar to Matthew 12. Anything that is divided cannot or will not stand. Now, remember, when we're talking about standing, we're really focusing, when we look at it from a science point of view, what is called a single standing column of waves. That means that there is a community. That means that there is a flow that basically has what is called the principle of resonance. So that means that that particular vibration or that particular frequency is a stress reliever. It relieves stress. When there is a single standing column of waves, all the waves are working together in harmony. If there's not a single standing column waveform, then that produces stress. So stress is the result of the brain waves not being in harmony and oscillating or vibrating together. This, on a scientific level, creates what is called cognitive dissonance, where you got two opposing frequencies inside of the same brain. So let's say you got two people living inside of the same house, and they're not on the same team. One people, again, is one. Let's say one person is a vegetarian, and another person, likes to eat fast food. So that's two opposing belief systems, two different frequencies. One wants to be healthy, one is not really interested in being healthy. Two totally different belief systems. So what happens is those frequencies causes disharmony inside of the house. Same thing on a kingdom. So you got a kingdom. You got a group of people together. Let's say the United States government. We got our House of Congress, we got the executive branch, the judicial branch, we got all of the branches of government. So if they don't work together, if the Democrats and the Republicans don't work together, we have, as you can see, what's going on right today. For the first time in my lifetime, there was a sitting president, and they brought in Netanyahu, and he addressed Congress, and he spoke against the plans, regardless of whether you agree with the plans or not. Usually that is debated within the Congress. There isn't a third party brought in to basically go against the ruler, if you want to use that term, or at least in our case, the president. That had never been done before. Now, whether you believe in or whether you are for or against Obama, again, that's just an example. That's confusion. That's why our government is in confusion, because the Republicans and the Democrats are not working together. That means that that government, our government, will be brought to desolation. That's what the scripture says. So any kingdom that does not work together, the results are being desolate, meaning that kingdom is going to be laid to waste. As we can see by looking at the gas prices, by looking at our economy, look at our foreign policy, look at our healthcare system, look at all of the different, there's eight different areas of what I call infrastructure. If you look at all of them, they're all in a certain state of being laid to waste. They are all in disharmony. They're all being brought to a condition of being worried, ruined, or wasted. That's on the government level. Now, let's look at the house level. So not only is the human body a house, but also your physical house. So, brothers, men, who's running your house? Are you running the house or is the wife running the house? Or are you guys a team? Nothing wrong with that either. Now, there's a biblical way, according to the scripture, where, you know, the man is supposed to be that, you know, the head under God, under Christ. So it should be God, Christ, you know, the man, the woman, you know, children, so, and on down the ladder. That's the biblical order. So let's say there is a disagreement in the household, because the word says if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. That means that there is no standing column of wave inside of that house. That means that that house doesn't have a what is called singularity. Now, that is kind of important when you look at it from a scientific point of view. Because when you look at the science behind it, that singularity is what science has been looking for years. Singularity, my brothers and sisters, is a state or a condition of being single or singular. It is the belief that the uniqueness and the individualities can all come together and bring about what is called a gravitational singularity. So that means, now, this is really important, based upon science, scientifically proven, the gravitational singularity means that space-time gravity draws to you everything that you need to educate, to inspire, to empower, and to accomplish the mission. One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back-to-back can conquer. But a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Where two or more are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understood what I just said. If there's any couples listening to this show, this is really paramount. If there's two people inside of a house, and those two people are not in agreement, those two people do not draw to them, there's no gravitational pull of purpose into your life. That means that that house is divided, and according to the scripture, according to universal law, cognitive dissonance creates confusion and every evil work. So it draws evil into your house. So let me be crystal clear, because remember, the condition of the man that was brought to Yahushua in Matthew 12:22, the result of confusion was demon demonstration. So that means you are very demonstratively possessed. That means that there's no peace. That means you're always moving. You're always antsy. I can always tell when somebody, because we call it being nervous. You ever meet somebody and they real antsy and they're real nervous? Why? There's no harmony between you and them. So you meet somebody and that person is real nervous because they don't like you. So that y'all vibe, y'all are not vibing. Y'all are not getting along. So the number one, the man was demon-possessed, now blind. Blind always represents ignorance. So when there's no harmony, that means ignorance. That means that you – now, remember, the word ignorance doesn't mean dumb. It means ignoring facts. Ignorance means that you can't see. Ignorance means that you walk right past your solution to your problem, but because there's no harmony in your house, you can't see the solutions to your problem. Let me say that again. A lot of people are having issues in their homes men, you and your wife need to get together. Now, women, especially African-American women, I love y'all, but all of this strong-willed, you know, Beyonce, Oprah, you know, ism, where, you know, what's that song Beyonce sing? I forgot the name of that song. But basically, you know, all those people who are man-haters. So I don't understand if you hate, if you don't need a man, why you got one? It's better to be alone than to be with somebody and y'all don't agree. Because what you are doing now is you are drawing confusion and evil to you. Because there is disharmony. And wherever there is disharmony, the devil shows up. He loves confusion. He loves disharmony. He loves fear, doubt, unbelief. That is the frequency of the Luciferian agenda. And so there must be community. There must be unity inside of the house. A house divided against itself cannot stand. It will not produce the gravitational pull to draw solutions to the house. The gravitational singularity is a scientific principle that specifically states that that singularity draws everything that is needed for the agreed upon purpose. And so this is what is called superpositioning or superintelligence. And so if you can understand that one principle, sometimes it's better to bite the bullet and agree with somebody just for the sake of at least accomplishing something. Something is better than nothing. But, man, I don't even want to get on my soapbox talking about churches and on every corner and how they can't agree. It is cray-cray, the stuff that I see. Because nobody wants to get along. So the intelligence that it takes from unity because of the law of exponentiality never happens. So there is no gravitational singularity or tachyon energy or toroidal energy. It never happens. Because again, the waves doesn't come together. There is no frequency matching. Since the frequencies don't match, your frequency says, you know, let's say something simple. Your frequency says, I want to go to bed at 8. The other person's frequency says, I want to go to bed at 10. And you got kids, and you say the kids can stay up at 8 till 8. The wife says they can stay up till they have to go to bed at 10. So the kids see that confusion. So they playing mommy against daddy. You say the kids can't have sweets. Mom says they can't have sweets. If there is no specific belief, culture, social norm, a distinctiveness that establishes a specific clarity, this clarity brings about the capacity for control of what is called, again, gravitational singularity. So that's what it means when it talks about a house cannot stand. It is talking about a standing, a single standing column of waves. Now, brothers and sisters, that is very, 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 I wish I had time. Do you know that you can, wow, Tom Bearden, in his book, Nikola Tesla, he powered all of his electromagnetic devices off of what is called free energy from the vacuum. Nikola Tesla was the greatest mind that ever walked the planet because he understands what is called scalar electrostatic potential. It is called SEP, like September, but SEP, no T, S-E-P. Scalar electrostatic potential. It is the result of what they call scalar technology. Now, scalar technology, I'm not really a fan of it, because it is dangerous energy. It is free radical. It's really, really destructive if you don't understand it. If you can harness it, all of the wireless transmission of energy works off of scalar technology. And the reason why this is so dangerous is because now they've weaponized it. And so all of the thought bombs use scalar technology. Scalar technology, my brothers and sisters, is what they call the manipulation of the scalar field. What does that mean? False. It is basically disharmony. And then you focus that disharmony at somebody, and it produces. Do you know that there is a, what they call a firebomb weapon that is used to destroy? It's a thought bomb, basically, but they call it a firebomb. It is a transmission of scalar technology, disharmony, with the intent to destroy. And this stuff works. They weaponize. That's what the silent spray spectrum is. So you bring that into your house when two people don't agree. Anytime two people don't agree, that is emitting or bringing about what they call scalar technology, because it is a manipulation of the fourth dimensional space-time. Now, I don't want to get into all of the science stuff of it because, again, it's a manipulation of what some people call zero-point gravity. Now, all that is saying is when you got two people that agree, it brings about a gravitational standing wave. Now, from an electromagnetic energy tachyon perspective, that means that there is a contract. There is an agreement in the spirit realm between your frequency and somebody else's frequency. When those frequencies come together, they produce what is called spintronics, and that spin produces a column. It becomes a standing column. That standing column then has a gravitational pull, and it pulls whatever the two people, three people, four people, five people agree upon, it pulls it to them. Now, if that doesn't happen, that destroys. There is no gravitational pull. And so if you could understand the science behind prayer and meditation, you would be praying every day. If you could understand the science behind a harmonious arrangement or a relationship, being in what we call love, you would fall in love or be in love or oscillate on the frequency of love every day, all day, because it's called phase remember that word? Conjugation instead of congregation. So there can be no congregation unless there is a conjugation. So phase conjugation is what is called, again, the golden mean or the golden ratio. Now, I don't want to go too far because I've done many shows on that, but again, we're talking about a house divided against itself doesn't produce a gravitational pull to draw whatever is agreed upon to it. That's why you can't get anything done. That's why anytime you have two people that don't agree, nothing happens. It creates disharmony. It produces scalar technology, which is unpredictable, instead of tachyon energy. So the Bible says the same thing. The Bible says that the demon-possessed, blind, mute man was healed. He was healed by Yahushua, who had his house together. Yahushua knew who he was. He knew whose he was. So let's go to the individual. We've talked about the kingdom. We've talked about the house. So if you're listening to this show and you are married, if you have, there's two people in the house, if you're part of an organization, I have an organization, and the members of my organization, they don't understand why if there isn't enough members in the organization for me to have a quorum, if I call a meeting and if it's not important to you to actually show up at that meeting and be on time, I am not going to waste my time because the meeting will not be effective. Because when you bring the other member into the meeting that wasn't there, he isn't brought up to speed. He doesn't know what was discussed. Now, he can look at the minutes. Somebody could talk to him about what was discussed in the last meeting, but he is always out of the loop. Why do they use those terms? Out of the loop, brought up to speed. These are scientific terms that do with spintronics. It has to do with the fact that the energy of the chakra system spin clockwise, and this disharmony produces a counterclockwise spin. And so you cannot have an organization and then add somebody to it who doesn't know the vision and the mission and the purpose of the organization, because, again, his frequency, his wave, his vibration is going to be different from everybody else in the group. So you bring in disharmony. Remember that song, One Bad Apple Will Spoil the Whole Bunch? It is the same thing. The same principle applies. That is why this message is very, very important. Yahushua cured, he cured the blind man, the mute. First he was demon-possessed, he was blind, and he was mute. Yahushua healed him. How did he do it? Because he transferred his spirit, his vibe, his frequency, his wave, his harmonious arrangement, his standing column, his gravitational singularity. This gravitational singularity, again, means that I can empower, I can inform, I can influence, I can inspire. I can bring about what is called the law of exponentiality. That means that I can exponentially bring about a transformation. That is why you have to put yourself in an environment that is conducive to your health. If you are inside or if you are in a bad relationship, either you submit or you leave. If you are with someone, you have to agree. The scripture talks about how can two walk together unless they agree. Now, I talk, this is tough. So, how can two walk together unless they agree? I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, I know I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack, but if you're walking with somebody and y'all don't agree in the direction that y'all should walk, that might be an issue. What is it? Amos chapter 3, verse 2. Amos 3, 2 says, "You only have I chosen among all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities." Do two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion growl from his den unless he has captured something? Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, really important. Amos 3:3 says in the King James, two walk together except they agreed, except they be agreed. So you're married and y'all don't agree on anything. And in the New International Version says, will a couple walk in unity without having met? This meeting takes place in the mind. It has nothing to do with the physical. It is a spiritual meeting. You ever heard that term, a meeting of the minds? Where do these phrases and these terms come from? These phrases and these terms come from because they're spiritual, they're metaphysical, they're scientifical, they're scientific. I love what it says in Amos 3:4. It's kind of funny. It says, "Does a lion ever roar in a thicket without first finding a victim?" Let me read it in the King James. It says, "Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey?" That is what two people living together who don't agree. You ever watch those nature movies where the young lion is there, they take in the young lion out on a hunt for the first time? Or those nature movies where there's a pack of wolves. I love to watch the wolves because wolves are supreme hunters. And so you ever watch a pack of wolves, they go on a hunt, and if there's a young wolf, he'll go out first, or he'll mess up and he'll scare him away. Why? He's not in agreement with the rest of the pack. Now, the rest of the pack, they don't talk. In other words, it's done through mental telepathy. That is what I've done. I've done many shows on what I call hidden social norms or hidden codes. That means that there is something that is nonverbal. Now, I'm in a blended family or blended relationship. So my children, again, and from my first marriage and my children from my second marriage, the dynamics is different. Because my children from my first marriage was raised by just, you know, by me. And I was a disciplinarian. And my children from my second marriage was, again, they was raised by their mom, by my current wife. And so our discipline skills are disciplinary. Now, number one, men and women discipline different just by nature. That's number one. So that goes without saying. Most men, usually, not all, but most men are usually a little more strict than they are, because women are designed by God to be caring and nurturing. Men are designed by God to be reasonable and logical. So obviously, men will discipline children usually a little different from women. That goes without saying. And so my vibe, when I walk into a room, like, my children know my facial expressions. But, again, my new family doesn't. And so that takes a time where you got to give the children time to get acclimated to a new system in order for the two to walk together. Otherwise, when, again, a lion doesn't roar until he catches the prey. That's what it says in Amos 3. In other words, a lion is not going to scare off the prey before he catches it. That defeats his agenda. That defeats his purpose. No house will defeat itself on purpose. No individual that I know, there may be some out there, but most people will not defeat themselves before they go to battle. That's what it says. No one will go to battle. There's a scripture that says, what man goes to battle without first counting the cost? It's the same principle. No house, again, will have two leaders. Two heads cannot, a two-headed horse, I forgot how that saying goes, you know, two heads can't lead a horse. Same principle. Brothers and sisters, what we see today inside of families, especially inside of most or a lot of African-American families, is a strong-willed female, because, again, the psychological effects of slavery still hanging around. The Willie Lynch syndrome, you know, men strong in body, weak in mind. Women, weak in body, strong in mind. Now, we know why, but what are we going to do about it? I'm speaking about the African-American community. Are we just going to continue talking about the problem, or are we going to offer some solutions that actually solve the problem? Now, the way to solve the problem is, again, to establish clear-cut roles. Now we've got a problem. Because the problem is, what about gender? So the gender roles have been blurred. Now, we got women doing the same thing that men do. I was in the military. Now women can go into combat. Now, I don't know. I've been there, done that. Thankfully, when I was in, they didn't have women in combat. I don't know how that would work. Again, that's just my personal opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So if the roles are not clearly cut according to the scripture, desolation happens. In other words, that singularity, that gravitational pull, that gravitational singularity that draws everything that you need for life and godliness to your life based upon physics, doesn't happen. Why? There is no single standing column of wave. That single standing column of wave doesn't happen, because that's what the scripture says. The scripture says the same thing that science says. And I got people telling me that science and religion can't go together. And I've been doing it for 40 years. Science proves my spirituality. My spirituality proves my science. Anything that you got in science, I got spiritually. I can find the Sumerian text. I can find the Septuagint. I can find the Egyptian Book of the Dead. I can find some ancient Coptic text that proves whatever theory that you got or disproves it. Or I can get into science I can get into some metaphysics, and we can break it down metaphysically if we want to do that. But the problem that I'm having, brothers and sisters, and that you need to understand, because this is really important, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Cannot stand on an individual level. So you mean to tell me subconsciously you got a poverty mindset, but consciously you want to be wealthy? You mean to tell me subconsciously that you have a eating disorder, you're suffering from gluttony, and we know gluttony has a ruling disposition over him. Now, those ruling dispositions are what? Single standing column of waves. Now, we can get into it. We can talk about tachyon energy. We can talk about toroidal energy. We can talk about scalar energy and scalar technology. We can get into the science of some of the destructive and some of the harmonious energies. But we want to keep it simple tonight. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, again, one standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. And so it's important that in order for, especially within the African-American community, there is no community. Go to any hood. You can't find a black community because there's no unity. In order for there to be community, we must come together in unity. Why is there a black church on every corner and nobody's talking to nobody? Everybody got a different dream. Everybody got a different mission. Everybody's doing their own thing. Now, is something wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But what if we all came together? Now, I told the story when I was stationed in Japan. You guys have heard it before. The gentleman that I met, that he tailor-made all my suits, his last name was Mayvest. And he came over to Japan from India by himself. Then he brought his mom. Then he brought his brother. Then he brought another brother. Then he brought an aunt. Then he brought an uncle. When I met him, there was 10 people living in like a 3 or 4 room house. By the time I left Japan, all of them had their own house. Why? They came together in unity, and they put their minds and their resources together to accomplish one goal: make that tailoring shop successful. When that was accomplished, they made another goal, and then another one. And I would sit and I would talk to him about how they came from the streets of India, homeless, over to Japan to make a better life for themselves. And they were all living great because they put their individual goals aside for the sake of the team. Now, you guys know I love sports. I love Alabama football. I love Nick Saban because Nick Saban has the same concept that I have. And if you guys can grab this concept, you know that what makes a good team is good individuals. Do you know that what makes a good marriage is two whole people coming together? Nobody needs nobody. I'm with you because I want you. I don't need you. Sports is no different. So if you're on a football team, you're only as good as your weak link. Do you know they watch film? So if I'm watching film and I see that you got a weak corner, so I'm going to put my best receiver on your weakest corner, and it's on all day. I'm just lobbing it over your head. Or you got weak linebackers, so we just can run the ball right down your throat. Whatever your weakest link. So therefore, in football, the object of the game is for you to master your position. Don't worry about somebody else's position. Don't worry about the guy who's lining up across from you. You be the best you can be. When you do that, something happens to you. You draw everything that you need to you to be good. But when you worry about, hey, what the other guy's doing, forget the other guy. What are you doing? If you focus on this is what I call purpose-based production. So this is all I preach. This is all I teach. This is what has changed my life. When I stopped worrying about everybody else, you know, when I was a young cat growing up, I wanted to be like everybody else. I didn't like myself. I had some self-worth issues. Now, it's tough growing up of being a black man in America. But that's another study for another time. So I had some serious identity problems. See, I didn't know I had no history. I didn't know nothing about no black history. I didn't learn nothing about black history until I was in my mid-20s. I never even took a class. Only thing I knew about black history is what I saw in Roots. I know nothing, so I had no culture. And so people, and you wonder why my life turned out the way that it did. Well, that's simple. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And so the first thing that we got to find for me, I had to find purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So we're talking about, again, an individual that is not together in himself, has cognitive dissonance. Now, science says that if you got cognitive dissonance, woo, you are a double-minded man. Now, we know what the book of James says. The Bible says, the Helios Biblia says, that a double-minded man cannot, will not receive anything from God, God being the universe. Now, again, gravitational singularity pulls, according to science, it's like a black hole. Everything that you need for life and godliness is drawn to you. You ain't got to go get it. So if you are a human getting, it's because you're not a single standing column of wave. In other words, you haven't mastered your space yet. You're still out looking on the outside. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. So, again, master your own temple. Why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of examining that beam, that boulder in your own eye? That's what Scripture says. And so if we can understand that it is self, you have to, if you want a good marriage, work on yourself. Forget what your mate is doing. People tell me all the time, man, you know, but my wife is doing this. Now, again, you guys know I do this full time. They come and say, so how's it going, man? But my wife doing this, my wife. Okay, what are you doing? Well, you don't understand, Doc. My wife, man, I'm trying to tell a man with the, no, hold up. What are you doing? Well, you know what? I'm sure I got everything together. Really? And so everybody want to talk about the government. You know, us black folks, we want to talk about the white man holding us back. We want, I got black folks still telling me they're waiting on, they want slave, they want, they're still waiting on their 40 acres and a mule. So while you waiting on your 40 acres and a mule, I'm going to go and build and create businesses and create wealth and pull money out of thin air. So I did a show earlier today, you know, and it was a cookie blower, because the thing that blows my mind is that I got people, when you just say the ideal, if you just say a word, now I like talking about money because money gets everybody all hot and bothered. So most people cannot even entertain the thought of wealth. Why? They got a poverty consciousness. Because as soon as you say something, they immediately say or think about an objective to what you just said. Now, while I'm talking right now, there's somebody formulating an objective to what I said. You're not agreeing with me. You are just looking for chinks in my armor. So you tuned into this show to find a flaw in my theology. You ain't come to learn nothing. That's called poverty. You see, brothers and sisters, if you want something that you've never had, you got to do something that you've never done. Now, I don't know if you ever tried to do anything that you've never done. It's a little scary. But if you really want something that you've never had, you got to be willing to do something that you've never done. You see, your current situation is affecting your singularity, positively or negatively. Your current situation is affecting the gravitational pull or the harmonious arrangement of yourself. So your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, that makes up your soul. That is your spiritual currency. In order for you to be effective, you got to have all five. Now remember, we have five-dimensional ether that uses four-dimensional physics to manifest three-dimensional reality. So if your five elements of ether are not on the same page, so your mind is doing one thing, your will is doing something else, your imagination, oh man, it's gone. Your emotions, oh, you just up and down, you're all over the place. And your intellect, oh, you're watching, you know, you're watching cartoons on Sunday. And so your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, they're not all on the same page. Guess what happens? You got cognitive dissonance. You do not have what I call kleronomics. Kleronomics comes from the Greek word kleros, which means the economy of the soul. So if you don't economize your soul, brother, if you don't economize your soul, if you let the TV tell you what to think, how to feel, how to act, if that is control your emotions, now you know emotions is energy. Energy is entity. So what entity do you have sitting in your brain? So if you don't economize your soul, your house is divided. Your mind is not on the same page as your emotions. Your emotions, they could care less about your imagination. Your imagination is not listening to your intellect. And so your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect, they're not working together. You will not produce the gravitational singularity that is needed to draw everything that you need for life and godliness. You're going to go home and you're going to blame God. You're going to blame the white man. You're going to blame the government. You're going to blame your wife. You're going to blame your kids. I did it for 20 years. Every problem I had, it was because I had a wife and kids. So I got rid of my wife and kids. Guess what? Problem's still there. Everything that I said that was causing my problems, I got rid of it. And I still ended up with my problems. My problems didn't leave until I started dressing myself. Self-analyzation is the ticket. Look and analyze yourself every day, all day. Master your space. Master your destiny. No se te sum. No se te sum is a Latin term, but that means know thyself. Know yourself, brother. Know yourself, sister. Why are you looking at the speck in the brother's eye instead of examining the beam in your own eye? If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. The reason that it cannot stand, it is not producing a gravitational pull. The reason that it's not producing a gravitational pull is because there's no clarity. Where there is no clarity, clarity, brothers and sisters, brings about that gravitational pull. Because whatever you hold in your brain and believe, it's a wrap. The Bible says it this way: whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, that you shall receive. So you don't get what you pray for, you get what you believe. Let me say that again. So you praying for a Cadillac Escalade, but you have the belief for a Volkswagen. Guess what you're going to get? A Volkswagen. See, while I'm talking, what I'm saying means nothing. What you are thinking about while I'm talking, that means everything. So I posted this saying today on my Facebook page. Very important. Dreams don't get you very far in life. Now, I've heard people say that, oh, man, you got to have a dream. Got a dream. You know, everybody talk about Martin Luther King's dream speech. That's great. That's awesome. Unfortunately, the Bible says the sluggard dreams dreams, and he has nothing. See, I used to be one of those cats. I had a lot of dreams, and I kept dreaming, but nothing happened. Strangest thing. I just was sitting at home dreaming. Nothing happened. Dreams don't get you very far in life, brother. Dreams don't get you very far in life, sister. What you do while you're dreaming does. Faith without works is dead. Don't be a hearer of the word only. You have to be a doer. Being a hero of the word is great. So you hear what I'm saying? That's great. What is the main reason relationships don't work? Division. Every kingdom, every house, every person divided is brought to desolation. Desolation. Three keys that you are in a desolated state. How do you know? Now, remember, desolation means it is the act of lying waste. You are making something that has... Wow. Desolation, brothers and sisters, means that your state of being is causing something to be barren. Now it has to be fruit. There has to be something there for you to make it barren. So you mean to tell me that I am the cause of my own barrenness? Man, when I figured this out, I got rid of fear, doubt, and unbelief so quick. Let me make sure that you guys understand what I'm saying. So your own enemy is yourself. Now, I said this earlier when I said, how do you pull? I did the show earlier talking about pulling wealth out of thin air. And for some reason, other people have a hard time with that concept. Because if you can understand it, and I use the story of Virgin Mobile with our Branson and how he created Virgin Mobile. But I won't go into that. That's another study for another time. The whole purpose of tonight is the understanding that your barrenness, your devastation, your state of depravity, your sorrow, your grief, everything that you are experiencing in life is the result of your own thinking, stinking thinking. You are producing your own, you are making your region barren. Why and how? Because there is no unity of your soul. What does that mean? Let's just, instead of breaking it down, now remember, everybody has a subconscious and a conscious brain. That's just basic. That's the easiest way to understand it. Now, it goes a whole lot deeper than that, but most people have heard of that before. Now, the subconscious brain is three times the size of the conscious brain. It's like an iceberg. If you go to Google and type in the word iceberg, click on images, you'll see that the iceberg is usually three times the amount of ice is below the surface than there is above the surface. Three times. So that is what controls you. So you're saying on the surface, Brother Will, I'm with you. You're saying, I want to be wealthy. I want to be healthy. I want to be wise. That's great. Those words are coming out of your mouth. But there is three times the mass, or there are three times the neutrinos or the neurons that are firing that are saying, no, we don't. No, we are not. We don't want to be wealthy. We don't want to be healthy, and we surely are not interested in being wise. We like where we are. So you have to do what is called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity, and I've talked about it. I have it inside of my book, Neurotheology, How to Rewire, Restructure the Brain. Now, I've done many shows on that, so again, I'm not gonna go on that. All of that information is available at my website at masterteacher33.com. Again, this gives you, based upon science, I'm not making this up. This is scientifically and spiritually proven. You can get text and you can get science. Everything that I teach, I have the science and the scriptures to go with it. Most of the scriptures just happen to be non-canonized scriptures, but I don't have a problem with it, do you? I'm interested in one thing, fruit, a.k.a. results. Some people call it dollar bills out. So while everybody else is debating about theory and conjecture, I'm interested in fruit. See, I'm not a leaf inspector. I'm a fruit inspector. So you're going around and you're looking at trees, leaves. Now, if you look at a tree's leaves, a lot of the leaves, you can look at the leaves of an apple tree and the leaf of a peach tree, okay? They look a little alike. But if you show me an apple and you show me a peach, yeah, no confusion. So what happens in a house that's divided? That's a bunch of leaves. So you walk into it, you don't know what tree you're looking at. You don't know what house you're looking at. So a house divided against itself cannot stand. And remember, as I close, that word stand means the single standing column wave. It produces a gravitational singularity that pulls everything that is agreed upon into its dark hole. So in order for you to be successful, somebody got to come into agreement. So if you got two strong-willed people inside of the same household, you got some serious problems. That house is going to be brought to desolation. What is desolation? Number one, desolation, brothers and sisters, worry. Number two, ruin. Number three, waste. Every household, every business, every church, every country that I've seen that is not in harmony, that everybody's worrying. Nobody trusts nobody. Everybody's watching what they're doing. Go to a relationship where you got two strong-willed people in it. They don't trust each other. They say they do, but they don't. Well, how you tell? Look at the fruit. Look at what they do, not what they say. The next thing, ruin. The relationship is in a condition of ruin. R-U-I-N. The kingdom, the house, or the relationship. You know what ruin means? It means a state of disrepair or decay. It means a state of downward, downfall, destruction, reduction, injure, induction, ruin. Every time there is disharmony. That disharmony produces a state of ruin or being ruined. It is a slow decay. It is a position where things are going downward and not upward every time. Every time. What is ruin? Ruin is the act of giving away your resources. Boom. Let me say that again. So you wonder where all your money goes, right? I know where it's going. You're giving it away. Why? Spiritual law. Because give, and it shall be given unto you. Now, to him that has, more shall be given. But him that has not, the little that he does have is taken from him. That's universal law. I wish it wasn't so, because a lot of people listening to this show, you are suffering because you're violating universal spiritual law. It has nothing to do with religion. I don't care if you're Buddhist, if you're Hindu, if you're Baptist, if you are atheist, if you're Luciferian. Universal law is universal. Do you think gravity cares if you're Luciferian or not? Do you think gravity cares if you believe in Jesus Christ or not? If you don't believe me, go on top of a building and jump off. Take 10 people with 10 different belief systems, have all of them go on top of the building, and see which one is not affected by the law of gravity. Gravity is universal, brothers. Gravity is universal, sisters. So is the law of giving and receiving. So is the law of fear, doubt, and unbelief. When you worry, when you fear, when you doubt, you bring about disharmony instead of harmony. And so what happens when you have two individuals? Well, let's talk about the self. What happens when you have an individual person and that person is struggling with their own belief system? You want to do better. Let's say you got a problem with alcohol. What about lust? So you got a problem with lust. You know, you want to do better. But the reason that you can't do better is because you're focusing on doing better. Now think about that one for a moment. So if you got a problem with lust, now you try to solve the problem by focusing on lust. So whatever you think about, you bring about. So you're looking at lust, so you do more lust. So what happens, let me show you this is what I did. So when I had a problem with the little head thinking for the big head, what did I do? I put myself in purpose. You know what happens when you find purpose? You know what happens? Let me take today for example. So this morning I woke up, what did I do? I started working on Dear Kinnear reports. I had some counseling sessions after that. I had a show that I did at 12 after my show. I had some more counseling sessions. I started working on a book. I had to go mail off some products that somebody brought. Then I came back. I got my notes together. Now I'm doing this show. Soon I finish this show, I'm going to get out. I'm going to work on my book. Then I'm going to grab me something to eat. Then I'm going to shower, and I'm going to jump in the bed. And then I'm going to get my 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep. Then I'm going to jump back up in the morning, and I'm going to do the same thing over again. How much time, how much space, and how much energy, mass, or matter do I have to devote to negativity? None. I don't have time to sin. Do you know that when you're in purpose, you are outside of time? Time doesn't exist. Right now it's 8. This show was only supposed to be for an hour. I've already ellipsed that time. To me, it feels like I've been talking for 10 minutes. I've been talking for almost an hour and 15 minutes. The show was supposed to only be for an hour. I'm already going for time. That's what happens when you're in purpose. So you mean to tell me if you're in a relationship and if you're doing your purpose and your wife is doing her purpose, who got time to look at anybody else's? That's what Nick Saban taught and teaches at Alabama. A good football team. Why did the Patriots win the Super Bowl this past year? Tom Brady, best quarterback. Look at each position. The Patriots have people in each position that mastered their position. You think Tom Brady worries about the other quarterback of the other team? Tom Brady works on his mechanics of throwing every day. Go to YouTube, type in the video, and see what made Michael Jordan great. Michael Jordan worked on Michael Jordan every day. If you work on you every day, if you master your space, if you master your destiny, that's why I do Dear Kinnear Reports. So Dear Kinnear Report is a 400-page document that tells you your purpose. God-given. I'm not talking about no skill or no trait that you pick up at some man-made college. That's great. That doesn't affect your eternal destiny. You need something that is DNA-based. You need something that is not based on this dimension. You need something that is spiritually hardwired into your DNA. That is a Dear Kinnear report. Go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says Dear Kinnear report. Check out the videos. What does that do? Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Let me say that again. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. I give you a hammer. You've never seen a hammer in your life. You do not know the purpose of a hammer. You take that hammer, you go across the street, you hit your neighbor in the head. You go to prison. You tell the judge, "Judge, I didn't know, I was just playing around. I just thought the hammer, you know, I didn't know the hammer was..." No, the purpose of a hammer is to drive nails into wood, not to be planted upside somebody's head. So whenever, anytime you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. If you don't know the purpose of the thing, you abuse the thing. And in order to find the purpose of the thing, you can't ask the thing. To find the purpose of the thing, you got to ask the creator of the thing. And so most people walk around on this planned net are, again, as I was talking about before, in order for a marriage to work, two whole people have to come together that don't need each other but want each other. What is the difference between satisfaction and contentment? Satisfaction is false. Satisfaction is a double-edged sword. Contentment means not needing outside assistance. Satisfaction is false contentment. Let me say that again. Satisfaction. So a lot of people, this is a tough one, because you see, my brothers and sisters, it's easy to keep doing what you've always done. It's easy to keep doing what you have already been doing. So when we talk about division, derision, we must understand the basic root cause of it. The cause of it is a lack of knowing the self. Jesus understood, Yahushua understood their thoughts. And then he said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city, every house divided against itself. Notice the division is against the self. The division is not outside of you. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 12:25. He knew their thoughts. He said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to this desolation. Every city or house that divided against itself will not stand. Even Satan cannot cast out Satan if he is divided against himself. So all of the division is a division of the self. So if I got a problem, all my problem is myself. I don't have no problem that does not exist outside of myself. So why are you looking for a solution outside of yourself? If you are the problem, then you are the solution. So the only thing that you got to do is you have to be the solution of the problem that you have. What does that mean? That means you have to be the solution. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, really important. When I say be the solution, I mean that you have to maintain the mental disposition of the solution. Poverty is okay. Is the absence of something needed. Poverty is not a substance. It is the absence of a substance. Darkness is not a substance. It is the absence of light. A pothole is not a substance. A pothole is the absence of dirt. If you can understand that principle, your life will change. Because now you understand that every problem contains the solution. Let me say that again. Every problem contains, by essence of the problem, its solution. Problems are opportunities in disguise of work. Problems are opportunities disguised as work. Problems say, take me, figure me out, and you can have me. That's what problems are. Poverty, the more poverty you have, is God saying that's the you are a very wealthy person. Poverty is the negative expression of wealth. Poverty is wealth in reverse. You show me a very poor person, I show you a very wealthy person. Poverty means that the person has instead of implosion, he has explosion. Now, again, phase conjugation brings about congregation. So in order for people to congregate, they got to conjugate. Now, conjugate means implosion. It means to fall upon yourself. Explosion means to expand out. So poverty is explosion. Wealth is implosion. Wealthy people go inside and figure out problems. You know wealthy people solve problems? The more problems you solve, the more money you make. The craziest thing I've ever heard. And so if you can understand what is called waveform consciousness, we're not going to go into it because we're out of time. I just need to make sure that everybody listening to this show understands this. I mentioned it before. Your current situation is temporary. It is not permanent. Let me say it again. The difference between poor people and rich people. Poor people automatically think their situation is permanent. Therefore, they do nothing about it. It's hopeless. Me, my foe, and no more. We can't do nothing, man. The white man's holding us down. You understand, brother? Rich people automatically think their situation is temporary. Rich people know there's a solution out there somewhere. Just because they don't have it right now, they don't quit and stop looking. Rich people know the situation is temporary. Poor people think the situation is permanent. Rich people automatically assume it can be done. It blows my mind. Man, I like talking to rich people. Rich people, they don't see problems as insurmountable. It's a mind blower. Poor people, you show them a problem, they're like, oh, man, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Doc? What are we going to do? Oh, man, we might as well close up shop and go home, man. We don't know what to do. I love talking to rich people. Because when you give a rich person a problem, you know what they do? Pull up a chair, get pen and paper. Let's figure this out. I've never talked to, that's why I only hang around with rich people. I don't hang out with poor people. Because poor people will drag you down, and you start believing that the problem is insurmountable. Poor people automatically at the jump. I mean, and it's not their fault. Trust me, I used to be poor. That's why I'm talking about it. So I would automatically go to a job and say, they're not going to hire me, man. I'm a black man. And guess what? I'll go to the interview, and they didn't hire me. You know what changed my whole worldview? I paid $800, and I went to a seminar by Tom Boone. I think he's a bad guy now. Then I went to another seminar. I paid another $600, seminar by a guy by the name of Wade Cook. This was back in the 80s, so I'm telling my age. Then I went to another seminar by a guy named Larry Allen. All of these were real estate gurus. That's why I went into real estate. And you know what I was in that seminars? It wasn't the information that was shared that changed my life in the seminar. You know what changed my life? Being in an environment where everybody in that environment was on fire. Nobody was there saying, woe is me. Everybody was on fire, hanging out with people who had five-figure incomes and talking to them, looking at them eye to eye. And I was there making $10 an hour. And I drove up there. I had a convertible Fiat. I was an E1 in the military, making $1,000 a month, barely making that. I was bringing home like $700. And I remember going back to the base, going back to my barracks, and everybody else went to the club. Everybody else went to the strip club. They went and bought a hooker. They used their paycheck to drink and to smoke. And they said, hey, Raj, where'd you go, man? I was to L.A. I was stationed in MCRD in San Diego. So I drove to L.A., took my whole check, paid for a seminar. Barely had enough gas money. That seminar changed my life because it changed my perspective. It told me that this problem that I had was a freaking minor, minuscule problem. And I made it into a mountain. So I looked at that problem and I said, mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. That mountain got up and it moved. That's when I went from poverty to riches. Brothers and sisters, division is a mindset. A divided house is a divided soul. Get your house in order, brother. Get your house in order, sister. Don't worry about what your mate is doing. Don't worry about what the government is doing. Don't worry about it. People say, oh, man, you don't understand, Doc. It's the end of the world coming, man. It's going to be a financial collapse. Oh, well, whether the economy, if it falls, I'm going to make money. If it doesn't fall, I'm going to make money. If the world ends tomorrow, I'm going to heaven. If it don't end tomorrow, I'm going to heaven because I'm already in heaven. See, when I wake up in the morning, I don't live in time, I don't live in space, and I don't live in mass or matter. Because when you are in purpose, you totally forget about time. You totally forget. You're like, oh, man, I didn't even take a shower today. Or I didn't even do. You forget about your environment. You forget about this matter that you're in. Like today, I was supposed to go work out. Totally forgot. I didn't forget. I was so busy in purpose that I lost track of time. I lost track of my environment. I lost track of mass and matter. Love does not exist inside of time, space, or matter. Neither does purpose. When you find purpose, your life changes because purpose translates. You are transfigured out of here. So every day I transfigure out of here. I only come back when I stop doing what I've been called and gifted by God to do. That means that my mind and my will and my emotions and my imagination and my intellect, all five dimensions of the ether, control four dimensions of the physics and manifest three dimensions of reality. So my ether controls physics. That is what we call scalar technology, toroidal technology, tachyon technology, a.k.a. this is called technological singularity. Now, I got a book that's for my private audience that I'm gonna be breaking down for you guys. As I close, you guys know that tonight's message is what I call basic 101 stuff. But for your heavy hitters, the people that are really serious, you got to join me on the private side so you can understand the technological singularity. You can understand how to accelerate the process of bringing about an intellectual capacity that controls your environment. And so wealthy people understand this. Talk to Mark Cuban. See how much time he has for talking about non-issues, unless you catch him at a club. Wealthy people understand time. They understand space. They understand this thing called environment or mass or matter. Now, wealth isn't everything. There's also health, because your health is your wealth. And lastly, there's wisdom. So my brothers and my sisters, again, to go deeper down the rabbit trail, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, there's three levels, $25 a month, $50 a month, and then $75 a month. For the heavy hitters, the people that are like, Doc, this is it. 2015 is my year. $400 a month. You get 10 books that are not sold to the public and 200 audio shows that are not sold to the public, because the information in these shows is too contrary, it's too controversial. Again, for more information, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Please, again, folks, 2015, again, 2 + 1 = 3, 3 + 5 = 8. This is the year of the 8. If you don't know what that means, take the 8, lay it on its side. What do you have? That is the infinity signal, symbol, or eternity symbol. This is the year of putting your house, getting your house in order for eternity. This is the year. If you want to assist us with getting your house is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and intellect. If you want to get your house in order so that way you can control physics, and you can use physics to control your three-dimensional reality, your mind. Now, there are three dimensions. Again, you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. You have a spirit. that has control of a soul that manifests itself through a body, those three must be in harmony. If they're not, you got a divided house. Your spirit must control your soul. Your soul must manifest whatever it's doing through your body. You are a biological, electrical, chemic being. If you don't understand that, you have to go into the etheric realm. That gives you power over physics. Without the power over physics, you can't manifest the three-dimensional reality that you're trying to manifest. But that's another study for another time. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The Son always comes in the name of the Father. May the Ruach, the set-apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me.
For the crew, the only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never did.
Right.
Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.